Happy New Year, everybody. Hope everybody had a good New Year and a good holiday and spent some time away from work and got to spend some time with family and fish and do all the fun stuff. Talking about last week's report, it was interesting. We had a lot of foggy days, mostly because that water temperature is chilly, right around 57, give or take, depending on time of day you're out there. But that, with that water being so cold and then we get a warmer front push through, we get all that nasty fog. Just when you're out in the fog, just be careful running the boat. Not everybody's as smart as we are, so just pay attention. Slow down, especially if you're going through creeks and whatnot. The fishing was okay. I wouldn't say it was amazing. We saw a lot of redfish on these flats, super shallow water, really clean, especially when we had some sunlight. And there were some really slick days in there too, so we got to see them push around, mill around a little bit. All the indicators for a big old school redfish. The trout weren't super happy, I would say. Neither were the redfish, really. It's just constant flux of temperature changes. They don't love it. We don't love it, really. You know, you ever get like a stuffy nose because the temperature keeps changing? Well, they don't really get stuffy noses. They just kind of lose their appetite, it seems like. But we were able to make a few eat again on fly presentations. Smaller is kind of the name of the game right now. Light colors, you know, olives, pale oranges, or kind of bonefish color style flies have been working pretty well. On the artificial game, paddle tails, pearl, kind of tan. The specific color names, I never remember what they are, but I think one of them is like fried chicken or something like that, or beer run. All of those have been pretty good on a lighter style jig head, whether it's a Texas eye or a regular, you know, 1/8 ounce to 1/4 ounce at the most jig head for redfish. The trout with this big cold front we had pushed through right before Christmas, right during Christmas, the trout moved a little bit deeper. As far as I can tell, with our waterways, we didn't have much of a trout kill, no actual floating fish that I've seen at least or heard of. But I'm assuming that they pushed a little deeper and they probably got picked off by a few dolphins here and there. So they're still around, but their numbers might be a little bit thinner, but I wouldn't say it's anything to worry about or be concerned over, with the trout at least. The only fish kill I saw was some snook that are really not even residents of the area, in a golf course pond were floating, which is a bummer, but not a whole lot we can do about that. Looking forward to the week ahead. Had a couple comments on the last report, which is great. You know, if you want me to talk about anything different, please let me know in those comments, and I can help you out a little bit or try to. Definitely I'm targeting everything I'm fishing for. It's got to be some moving water. So I think slack tide, even though where we are in Beaufort, the tides are very big, and so our slack tide is really small. There's always a lot of moving water. You want that water moving, especially if you're fishing for trout. If I was going to pick one tide to fish for trout, it would be an outgoing tide, kind of a high outgoing tide where you still have a lot of water moving out of these creeks and over these oyster beds. That's my favorite way to target them. And whether you can target trout a million different ways. Easiest way probably is just a popping cork and an artificial underneath it, whether that's a paddle tail or whether it's a voodoo shrimp or something like that. There's a lot of live shrimp in the water right now, so I would mix it up. Either throw an artificial to get a little different action there, or throw a mud minnow, something like that. Can work really well. Hard baits have been pretty good right now. Really slow retrieves, though, kind of like a suspended hard bait can work really well, like a Miradine. Just, you know, throw it out there, twitch, let it relax, twitch again. Really work these lures slow. And I imagine we should be working these lures slow for the next couple, maybe month or two. And just as this water gets really cold and clear, slower retrieves are better, especially with hard baits and bigger presentation items like that. Same thing with redfish. I mean, they're still going to eat and they're still going to be hungry in the shallows at least. So slow the presentation out a little bit, size down, size your tippet down, all that kind of stuff. This is a great time of year to throw a 6-weight and catch a redfish on a 6-weight or 7-weight, even whatever you want to do there. But like I said, I expect this next week, after this big storm comes through today, which is today's Wednesday, the 4th, I believe. Yeah, the 4th. Got a big storm coming through, so a lot of stuff will be stirred up tomorrow with all this rain we're getting. But this weekend looks really good, inshore and offshore. So if you have a chance to get in or out, let me know. Again, if you want to hear anything else around the fishery, I'm happy to try and talk about it if I know it. But otherwise, guys, I hope you guys are able to get out there this week. Take care.